I don't know about you, but I'm very, very excited to chat to my next guest because he is the brains behind Savannah in the Round. I'm a huge live music fan, so really, really excited to see what this festival will hold. It's happening in Mareeba in October, only about 10 weeks or so away. For an update on Savannah in the Round, but also to talk about a rectangular stadium, is James Dean from Sound Australia. James, welcome to the King Review.
Good afternoon, Gab. It's always a pleasure.
Now, Savannah in the Round, first of all, how's the lineup looking? Is it all on track? Not very far away.
10 weeks to go. You're excited. So are over 3,000 people who've bought tickets. I can tell you it's well and truly on track. I think we're going to get the sort of numbers that we'd hope to get in the first year. We'd love to crack 5,000 a day. Sitting at 3,000 now, with 10 weeks to go, it sort of feels achievable. I think that there's a whole bunch of people in the north who are probably just happy to see the thing go ahead, and the closer we get and the more realistic it looks, the more they'll buy their tickets, and we're expecting I think there'll be a whip in the tail with this one, Gavin, towards the end.
It's always the case, James, in Cairns. It's the last-minute city is what I like to call it. It's no matter what's on and no matter how much it looks like something's selling out, people always jump on in those final weeks and final days. So I'm sure those numbers will be absolutely boosted in coming weeks. Of course, COVID, it's happening yet again. Sydney, Queensland today, just in the last 24 hours, has shut its borders to all of New South Wales. That's in place for a month. Your thoughts? Are you nervous? Are you worried? What's happening in terms of your COVID planning?
Oh, look, our COVID planning is pretty solid. We delivered a very, high-level COVID-approved, health-approved event last year with some pretty stringent guidelines and rules and regulations in place. And obviously, we have that ready to roll. I mean, I suppose the biggest risk for us is having artists who may not be able to make it across the border. Mm. And that, of course, then puts you in a position where you need to have replacements ready to roll. We're pretty lucky in Queensland, Gavin. We've got a lot of fine artists who live here who aren't on the bill. And they're not on the program, but they are on standby, I can tell you. So we will be pushing forward very, very confidently. We just hope that New South Wales gets their house in order and that things, return to somewhat of normality by the middle of September. But we're very confident the event will go ahead very strongly up north. I think that we've always got to have a contingency in place just in case some artists can't get here, as we saw with Big Red Bash and other festivals. I know the Gympie Muster would be tearing their hair out right now. Their event is on the 24th of August, and they'd certainly be looking for replacements. But we've had conversations with a good, solid 10 top-end artists who are on standby should we need to swap a few in and a few out. But we're pretty lucky. Most of our lineup lives in Queensland. So, I think we're in better shape than a lot of other people. It's a bit of a nerve-wracking time in the live music industry at the moment, and there's not a lot we can do about it, but we're certainly supported well by the government at a few different levels. We have good relationships with Queensland Health, and we're active in our consultation with all of the local stakeholders, emergency services people. Look, I think we'll be fine. Short of a massive outbreak, I think Savannah's in good shape. We're in a warmer month of the year, and with 10 weeks to go, hopefully, we'll see, what's going on in southern states improve. But the show will go on, I can tell you.
Well, one of the upsides of the terrible lockdowns and those outbreaks that we're seeing at the moment elsewhere is that it has vaccination rates have shot up. Of course, people see lockdowns happen again. That complacency falls by the wayside and people rush out and get vaccines. So the longer, you've got 10 weeks to go, I think that works in your favour, where the more vaccinations people get, the more likely events like Savannah in the Round can go ahead unimpeded. So that is a good thing.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm on the list. I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. I've been on the list for a while, Gavin.
I had a rant on the show last week. I went to a government portal it was 2 weeks ago now. Didn't hear a thing. Tried to book in an appointment. I got word about half an hour after my rant went to air. I kid you not. So I'm booked in for my first jab, but that's not for another month or so. So you're right. It's, you know, people are willing to get the vaccine. We need to sort out this bloody rollout.
I'm one of the 200 odd thousand on the waiting list. We just hope that that'll happen sooner rather than later. And you're right. I mean, I think the will is there for people to get on with it and get it done. And look, I'm sure they'll get it done just as soon as they can. There seems to be a lot of mud getting thrown, and accusations being drawn about where the buck stops with all of this. And I don't really want to get into that. I think overall, the situation overall has been probably handled pretty well, but I don't understand how we can be at the bottom of the ladder globally. I'm just not sure about that one. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, it's not good. That's what it means. Now, another topic was very keen to talk to you about, James Dean, is the rectangular stadium debate for Cairns. Brisbane, successful, as we all know by now, successful in that Olympics bid 2032. They are saying that some events will be held for that Olympic Games in Cairns. I think they're looking at soccer or football, depending on what you want to call it. So Cairns will be a beneficiary of these Olympics focused on the southeast corner. Now, with that surely comes an opportunity for infrastructure. And of course, we're talking about a rectangular stadium, but it's not just about sport. There's a lot of focus on the sporting side of things when it comes to a rectangular stadium for our city. But music and big music concerts are absolutely critical as well. Your thoughts quickly on a rectangular stadium for Cairns. Should it happen? Could it happen?
Build it and they will come. It's that simple. I think that if Cairns move towards a project of that level, it'd be great to see more Olympic sports held in regional parts of Queensland. If Cairns had that facility, I'm sure that would open it up to even more consideration with the Olympics. But Olympics aside and sport aside, also, music, we hope, will get back to some sort of normality. And Cairns has always been a great market to do a national tour, limited in size, of course, with the convention centre being indoors. So for larger scale outdoor music festivals and concerts that become part of a national tour, again, if there's a great facility there, it's a no-brainer. It will get used. So I guess it's up to the fathers of the city and the people, who take a real interest in building infrastructure for the future, for the city, to get on with it. If they're going to get on with it, it's a great plan. I think they should.
We had Elton John, of course, perform at Cazaly's, from memory, 20 to 30,000 people. Absolutely incredible. Everyone loved it. The city handled it. That's that level of concert absolutely perfectly. You move in, of course, music industry circles. You know all the big promoters. Tell us straight, if this type of facility was built, let's say 20,000 seat stadium, can you see the big promoters with the big name acts possibly including Cairns on those tours?
Look, I don't think there's any doubt that they would. They'd certainly consider it. I mean, you'd need to talk to them to get a straight answer. But I don't think there's any doubt that the major players, the TGs and the Frontiers and the Chuggies of the world and others, Live Nation, of course, is a multinational player in Australia these days. And when things get back to normal, they'll be running out with national tours. It will happen again. And it really is a case of if the facility is there and it's positioned well, run well, and can accommodate live music, it will get used.
It would be so good for the city and so long overdue. We need to capitalise on this Olympic win and get some funding and make that happen in stages anyway. James Dean from Savannah in the Round. It's on in October. Where can people check out best places on the web, I would imagine?
Yeah, look, it's all web-based, all the W's, savannahintheround.com.au. So good to see so many local people, jumping on board and supporting the event in the first year. Goodness, we've been talking about it now for 2 years. It'll be 10 weeks away. It's getting pretty exciting.
Fantastic. James Dean, thanks for being on The King Review.
Pleasure, Gavin.